I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A plane crash in Natchitoches Sunday morning has left an elderly man dead and another man seriously injured. Around 11 a.m., Natchitoches Police Department received several calls from citizens reporting that a plane had crashed in a field behind some houses in the Pan Am subdivision in South Natchitoches. Emergency personnel arrived at the scene, finding a blue and white Cessna Skyhawk plane with heavy damage. Officers located two individuals inside of the plane. One man was unresponsive. The second person was still conscious and taken to Natchitoches Regional Hospital. Natchitoches Parish Coroner's Office identified the deceased as 83-year-old Thaddeus Longwall of Natchitoches. Seriously injured was 80-year-old Jack McCain Jr. of Natchitoches. McCain was airlifted to University Health in Shreveport for treatment of injuries. The investigation into the cause of the crash is ongoing. Another court hearing takes place today regarding the controversial Common Core education standards. Counsel for a Better Louisiana President Barry Irwin says that issue today is whether Governor Bobby Jindal violated his constitutional authority when he took steps to suspend the testing contracts that are tied to Common Core.
Is the governor acting properly in what he's doing in his administration in trying to scuttle Common Core in testing?
Common Core supporters were victorious last week when Judge Tim Kelly denied a request from 17 lawmakers to halt the implementation of the academic standards. Irwin says that ruling is not a predictor of what will happen today.
These cases are totally different, different sets of people bringing the cases, different people being sued.
Irwin says today's hearing is the result of a lawsuit filed by parents and teachers who support the Common Core standards, and the judge hearing in the case has already denied a motion to dismiss any parts of the case. On the topic of Common Core, you can join us for an in-depth discussion of the education standards during KEDM's Policy in a Pint. That is tomorrow evening, beginning at 5 p.m. at Karma, located on Tower Drive, just off North 18th Street in Monroe. Elio Motors is about a year away from producing its three-wheeled vehicle at the former General Motors plant in Shreveport. Elio Motors announced in January of 2013 they would manufacture their commuter car in northwest Louisiana. Caddo Parish Commissioner Michael Thibodeau says he's glad the founder of Elio Motors, Paul Elio, is still committed to Louisiana.
Any startup, especially something of that nature, is very expensive, and so we're just excited that Paul stuck with it.
Paul Elio has told the Associated Press that 27,000 people have already observed one of their three-wheel cars that will get 84 miles to the gallon and cost $6,800. Thibodeau says that he's not surprised in that amount of interest.
I think something like this not only has great demand in the States, but certainly overseas.
Elio plans to produce 250,000 cars a year at the Shreveport facility by 2016. Abita Brewing is beginning the expansion of its visitors center and office spaces in the last phase of a $15 million renovation of the property in Abita Springs that began earlier this year. Besides increasing its beer brewing capacity, New Orleans City Business reports the expansion will allow Abita to expand its brewery tours, which the company uses as its primary marketing tool. The brewery expansion added 200 barrels of capacity to the company's 100-barrel facility and a new cellar space with room for a dozen 800-barrel tanks. The KEDM weather forecast, a 50% chance of rain today with a high in the low 90s. This is KEDM News.